Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbach. With me, Mikey Swenson. It's Highway Diary episode 295.
Hello.
Whoa, isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
So the last time we did this, was that 2017?
Oh, man, I think it was before that. It was 2015.
Yeah?
When
did you leave New Orleans? Because it was around that time.
2014.
No.
It was before Trump. I'm certain of that.
Oh, wow. When did you leave town? When did you leave New Orleans?
I can't remember now. I think it was 2015 or very early 2016.
Yeah, so, you know.
I was 25.
Now, you know, you kind of leave a wake of ex-girlfriends, right? So, that was...
Yeah, I guess so.
So, that was... You know, you were breaking up with somebody, and in a blaze of glory,
yeah.
You know, on a you hopped in someone's weird
car,
weird Chevrolet.
Yeah. Ended up having to smoke crack with the guy, or at least I think it was crack. It was something that he didn't feel like he was giving me enough, because I refused it at first. I was like, no thanks, and he was like, no, you should
smoke. Yeah.
And then he took me into like a really bad part of New Orleans, and I was like, "All right, well, you're my guide now, so I'm gonna listen to basically everything you say."
Yeah, but I mean, why'd you get in that car?
I was hammered. I was fucking dude. We were on.
He's just
we were
like,
drinking.
"Hey, you wanna go for a ride?"
Yeah, I was drinking like a motherfucker. This guy was just in the bar, so I was just talking to this dude. He seemed like a nice guy, so I was like, "All right, I'm gonna head out." And he's like, "Yeah, me too." So we walk outside the bar, and he's like, "Hey, I'll give you a ride back to your house if you want," which was, you know, probably four blocks down a pretty bad road in New Orleans. So I was like, well, I've been talking to this guy for all of 10 minutes. I'm sure he's morally sound. And my hammered ass got in his car, and he immediately hit a right. And I was like, oh, fuck, we're not going to
my
house.
Some stops.
Yeah. And then pretty soon out came some pipe. I'm pretty sure it was crack.
Yeah.
Which, I haven't done before or since.
So then now we're in Austin, Texas. I'm going around the different mics and everything, and I run into some more of your ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
and then I see him again, you with this person again. Oh, on again. And then I see him, oh, definitely off again.
Yeah.
And then this girl said something spiritual to you, and I want to just, you know, we're friends, I can say this to you. You got a demon, didn't you?
Who said that to me?
Mike, you got a
demon.
Oh,
yeah, they did say that to me.
What do you think that is?
Alcoholism or something like it. I don't know. I have a tendency to, when I start drinking, I don't stop. But lately I've been, since then, since I like chased the demon to probably, you know, close to death's door, I've been able to kind of pull back on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like, definitely not like, you know, some teetotaling. I haven't really spiritually found whatever it is that's going to totally make me stop drinking. But, yeah, now I can, you know, essentially calm down.
Function in society.
Yeah, three drinks like a regular somebody who's doing comedy.
Yeah, we just...
Here's the other thing. Uh-huh. I can totally not drink, but doing these shows, it's difficult for me, man. I gotta admit, doing comedy shows and stuff...
Like we're going to go out tonight, you know?
Yeah, we're going to a bar, small bar in Taylor. It's going to be fun. I'm better at comedy when I've been drinking, that's for sure. But that's not why I do it. Mainly I do it because it's so much time to kill. And then a lot of the comedy's bad. And it's to drive 30 minutes somewhere and then just kind of sit there and then do your whatever 10 minutes if you're lucky. And then just to go home. Is just like, for me, that's more depressing than, you know, being a alcoholic, sort of. But I mean, I'm definitely trying to, I'm definitely trying to, you know, start anew in this whole, the whole me thing. Not as much like, because I'm 4/10, so April 10th, today's what, April 6th, 7th? Today's April 7th. 4/10 is my last comedy show for the foreseeable future.
You're retiring?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I'm still going to be involved, but I guess I could. You could say I'm retiring. Mikey Swenson is retiring from comedy for you know, I'll be around. I'm doing other stuff, and I'm still going to do stand-up, but it'll probably be under a different name.
Really?
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
What's going on with
you? You got a demon in you playing tricks on your mind. You're trying to change your name.
I guess so. Here's the deal, dude, is that you got to give so much as a stand-up now, because no one's really even that into stand-up. Stand-up's really not that big. It's not that good. And no one's really that excited for it. What people really like is podcasts, Instagram Live, you know. It's like a whole, you have to give your whole fucking life kind of over if you want to. Like
the grifters who are following an ethereal, you know, muse out there called internet fame.
Yeah.
And she's like a fickle bitch who's like, ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah.
And then it's like, give me attention. And then, you dance to the tune
right.
of this siren
right.
To credit card debt, alcoholism, drug abuse.
All of that. And then it turns your whole life into like, okay, oh no, my dog died. And then it's like, you have to make a post about it. You know what I mean? There's really nothing that personal anymore. And that's why I'm like, okay, well, I have a love for doing stand-up. I know that I want to do stuff outside of stand-up. But what I really don't want to do is have to be some guy who, when you see my face, you know, or you hear my name, it's like, now it's like, you know me. I want to have I think it's not only healthy, but kind of normal to want to have some sort of distance between you and everybody.
Like when your name on your birth certificate is also on posters for an right. endless roll of self-promotion.
Yeah. And then it's like, you know, you go to a show, you go down, if any of the people that we know who are trying to make it, quote unquote, in stand-up, if they really made it, what that entails is you can't really go downtown and everyone point at you and take a picture of you, buy you shots, which I'm notoriously bad at turning down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will Google where your house is. People will, you know, and then like on top of that, so now it's like you belong in a sense to the public. And then on top of that, it's like, okay, well, you got to have, you know, 3 hours at least of podcasting a week. You got to have shows almost every night or every weekend. It's just for me, it's like I just know that lifestyle really, it wouldn't be good for me. I would enjoy it.
So hopefully he's funny. So get your hands together for Mikey Swenson.
Thanks, everyone. Give it up for the police. Nope, that was an ambulance. Fuck them. Don't say anything. You're not going to go shoot somebody. I'm not supporting your fucking loud vehicle, you know?
But then again, it's like I can't keep on trying to do something but not try to do it. That's where I've been at. Like I've gotten pretty good at stand up. I'm not the best for sure. I do really well in shitty bar rooms.
Use your regular head. Look, just look. So I saw a funny commercial, I was sitting here. Female basketball player, you heard about them, right? No one's really watched it, but they've been in the news. And she's doing a Grubhub commercial or a DoorDash commercial, and she's dribbling a basketball. The floor like splits apart. And she's like has to dribble on those, and then ice cream starts shooting at her and burritos. She has to dodge all that shit right in this fantasy land. And then she gets to the hoop and she does a layup. You guys can't even dunk in your own fantasy land commercial. No one. There's a reason why no one fucking watches this shit. Similar pain. It's like, no.
In front of like a real audience, I'm decent at best. You know what I mean? And that's because I, the whole time, I've been practicing those shows. So that's the skill I have. And I also have a pretty good skill of writing and shit like that. So
you talk directly to, your demon talks directly to the demons of the audience in a sinner's den called a dive bar.
Yeah, essentially. That's where my demon shines, I guess. Essentially, I want to be able to like really wholeheartedly go for it, like how people have been telling me I should for a long time. And the only way I think I can do that is if I switch up my whole thing. Because right now, no one really knows who I am, which is good.
So what do you, are you thinking of retreating into the ether and then developing
back,
a character?
Essentially, yeah.
Like Andrew Dice Clay did.
Yeah, but more, it's not, it's going to be less a character and more just a, you know, COVID mask. People are wearing masks. I'm going to wear a full mask, I think.
A full personality mask.
No, a full, like, I'm going to talk like me. Uh-huh. People who know me will know it's me immediately.
Uh-huh.
But then that's the whole thing, is that if I can make that entity popular, then I can separate my life from that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then in, on top of that, a lot of the time, you know, I feel like I would do better in stand-up if I had, there was distance between me and what I was saying.
Okay,
because I'm joking all the time, and people for a long time in this town have tried so hard to take me seriously and act like I'm some fucking, you know, super asshole. And then the people I know I'm not that way, so they know I'm joking. People who don't want to know me and won't ever, they would rather have me as this, like, evil bully type of guy, which I'm not.
Like someone's, like, enemy.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, that's for, I don't know how, I mean, New Orleans it wasn't this way, but, I mean, to a certain extent it was, right? I remember, yeah, it was.
Huh?
It was a little clicky, and it's like, beyond clicky, it's like, they took cancel culture and ran with it here, man. And they tried to several times, like, cancel me, and I'm not, I won't tell those stories on this. I mean, I would if you wanted me to.
Yes, please. But before that, okay.
I'm not going to use names.
But okay, so can I use some names?
Sure.
Let me come up with your new stage name.
Edward Snowden came out like 5 years ago. We're still just like, we're on our phones constantly, and we know that someone's looking at everything we're looking at. We're just like, okay. People don't even put tape over their laptop computer cameras anymore. They used to, because they're like, you're not going to watch me jerk off. And now everybody's like, whatever. They can't watch all of us. It's like, yeah, they can. They can release recording. I like to pretend the NSA is always listening. I try to give them compliments. I'm like, you look great today, Paul. And I hope there's some guy like, what the fuck? When I jerk off in front of my computer, I like to give them something to watch. I'm like, woohoo! Yeah! You like that? Should have stayed in law school! Ain't gonna watch this! Ah! I bet they have good benefits, though.
I've been thinking a lot of different stage names. All right.
I got some on deck. You ready?
Yeah, let's hear them.
Bucky Shine.
Bucky Shine? That's, I'm not doing gay porn. But...
Bon Bon Two Shoes.
I like that one.
Tommy Winks.
Tommy Winks is pretty good, too. Wow. Dude, you're a good character. You did go to screenwriting school.
Brian Farts.
Brian Farts is, I think that somebody's already got that one. Somebody's definitely already Brian Farts.
Davey Squeegees.
That's the, what's his name?
Coming with
the ShamWow guy. Isn't that the ShamWow guy? Isn't that his name? What was the one? What was it?
Donnie Kapow.
My buddy sent me one that was good. Something Christmas. Let me see.
Bucky here. Christmas.
Where is it? It's Alkaline Christmas. I like Alkaline Christmas.
Do you always have like an ugly Christmas sweater
yeah,
on?
Yeah.
Like,
I have a Santa Claus outfit that I might, if I cut, because it'll probably be like mid-May that I'll debut this character to no fanfare, which will be great. But, yeah, I might just wear a Santa Claus outfit and a mask. So everyone's like, because, like, the mask is, masks used to be very weird and off-putting. If you saw somebody with a mask on out in public, you'd be like, what the fuck is this? Even if it was a medical mask, you'd be like, either that person's sick.
Yeah.
Or they're going to rob us. But if you see somebody with, like, a whole mask, because, like, the mask I'm going to do, I think, which is, like, I've been keeping this a secret for a while, but I guess I, you know. No one listens to this, right?
No.
Well, I'm going to do... There's this band called the Rubber Bandits. They're like an Irish hip-hop kind of comedy band. And what they do is they just put plastic shopping bags over their head, cut the eyes and mouth and ears out.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to do that. Just completely kind of, yeah, because they have different shopping bags, and I'll just find some interesting shopping bags and make some cool masks out of them, and then I'll, you know, show up to the, like, that's, a, like, I was in the mood of, like, oh, I'm going to try to keep this secret, but then I realized, like, I don't have to keep it secret because no one knows who I am anyways, you know what I mean?
You're struggling for relevance in a sea of anonymity to start with.
Mm-hmm. So I could show up to a venue and just, you know, change my shirt and then put
a mask on.
Do you have,
like, a fear of success? Do you have, like, self-sabotage?
I wouldn't call it self-sabotage. I don't trust what it is. I literally, when I started doing comedy, I literally thought, you know, I'm sure a lot of comedians thought this, but that, like, there was a guy in the back of a club, some fat guy with a cigar.
Oh, Dr. Show Business.
Yeah, who's going to be like, you know, I'm going to pass you at this club. An agent will be in the crowd one night. The agent right. will be like, I need you to audition for this.
Right, right.
I'll audition for these things. I'll get one of them. The stand-up will go well. I'll go on tour with somebody.
Right.
I thought there was like an actual system like that. And then I guess there kind of was for a while, but now it's really like, you know, Instagram and Twitter and all that. It's completely just trumped the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, and then that's the whole thing is like, people don't even, won't take you seriously if you're not doing some like posts all the time. And like, here's the thing about the type of stand-up I like, and definitely the type of stand-up I do, it's like completely antithetical to that. And I respect people who do that, especially people who do it well.
Right, right.
It's amazing. But that whole just constantly putting yourself out there is kind of sickening to me.
You know, it makes me think of those like Native Americans who don't like their photograph taken because they think that a piece of their soul is taken in the photograph.
I was literally just talking, I was talking to my buddy about this two nights ago.
Like,
maybe
they just are exactly right.
I think
and everyone
they are.
Who's just like, cheers, like, I can't fucking cut a fart without fucking 90 pictures on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, like, you're just, like,
well,
shaving it off.
And it also, you know, to a certain extent, even before all the Instagram and shit, people felt this way where it was, like, their idea of what other people think of them really was higher. They put it higher than who they are or who they have to be on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
Right now, that's literally the name of the game.
Right.
And then on top of that, you can see the amount. There's numbers and followers and retweets, reposts, and interaction and shit. Where it's like, and that's the whole thing. People in marketing, they use that to, like, you know, suss out how well a product's doing because that's their job.
Mm.
Now everyone's doing that to themselves, essentially commoditizing themselves, making themselves a product instead of human. And to me, what's less fucking funny than a product?
And it's like, if someone is on stage with zero Instagram followers, me, I don't have one, or 3.9 million Instagram followers, how is that going to help you if you're have no jokes? How is that gonna,
well,
like, is it funny because I have 3.9 Instagram million, or is it funny because it was a good joke?
Yeah.
Again, that thing of, like, reality versus illusion.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're, like, being from the South, it's more like salt of the earth.
Yeah.
It's like, no, the fuck the illusion. Fuck that Hollywood bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I noticed that's just such a running joke. I'm from Jersey, but I lived in L.A. for 6 years. And I always say, where are you from? In Texas. I go, Jersey. Then people are cool with me.
Yeah.
When people say L.A., and then they're like, oh, do you know so-and-so and so-and-so? It's like, hey, you dropped all these names over here. You want to pick them up? And it's like, that's the running joke of, like, Texas people are so done with L.A. people moving here. And going, well, you know, you like me because I'm 18% friends with this person and 45% friends with this person.
That shit, it was sickening to me before everybody from L.A. moved here. And that, I almost, like, the whole mask deal might have been a direct, like, realization from that where I'm like, oh, okay, like, when the COVID was still a big issue, which I guess it still is, whatever. I don't fucking know.
It's marketing.
Yeah.
We need someone to market the common cold.
Yeah, exactly. So that whole thing where in Texas people start going back out to do shows. And there's, like, you know, for a good 6 months, only people who were in the audience and the only people doing the shows were people who were like, fuck COVID, I'm going to go live my life. So the shows were amazing. Lately, over the last month or so, all these people have been coming back who, you know, to me...
Who's watching me watch this show for Instagram, though?
It's that
How
type
am I
going to
watch this show unless someone sees me a photograph of me eating a steak I bought at a restaurant, followed by me going to the show and smiling?
And it's just like,
who
that's...
Who performed? I don't remember.
Not everyone's like that, and it's not... I'm not, like, trying to... what's that called? You know, what's that fucking... I'm so bad with words sometimes, man. Fucking... I'm not trying to...
Fame
call,
shame?
No, I'm not trying to call everyone like that. But just the overall energy of that, it's changing now to where these people who are like, this is my first show back. It's like, dude, we've been out here for months. Since, like, literally since they opened up. And they're, like, you know, coming back and, like, out of a cave of judgment and all this shit. Mm. And it's not, it hasn't affected me. And to a large extent, I'm sure it's like, you know, whatever I'm complaining about isn't as real as I'm making it. Mm-hmm. But the that energy of, like, you know, what do we like? You know what I mean? What is the Instagram like? What is TikTok like? Dude, I remember, so Lil Nas X, you know Lil Nas X?
Yeah.
He was the Country Town Road guy, or Old Town Country Road, whatever, fucking, that guy made a song that was like, you know, basically for kids, and it brought like together like sort of hip hop and Trump people, and everyone thought it was cute. Year later, he's giving Satan a lap dance.
And he's coming out with Satan Nikes.
Yeah.
With human blood in them.
Right. And then it's like, I know that if I was trying to do what I'm supposed to be doing, quote unquote, then I would have to fucking comment on this guy. So that was like one of the jokes I did was like, I'm not on any of these social media things. I'm not trying to like be a part of this because like I don't want to talk about that dumb shit. And it's, you know, and now DMX is in a coma, you know? It's what... I don't know.
Yeah, Chris Knowles said on my podcast he didn't want to be a signal booster for everything.
Exactly. So Chris Knowles is, I've been following his shit since for a while, and he gets a certain way of thinking and being that I identify with because it's like at the end of it, you know. Okay, so. In a lot of ways, this applies to a lot of things, but like, there's a lot of people who, the way they behave is like, they hate Star Wars, so the way that they're going to like show that is by dressing up like Darth Vader and going to a Star Wars conference and being like, meh. It's like you're still in the whole, you're in that world.
Doing this ironically because all these people are nerds.
Somebody said that about Satanists, I think, where it's like, they hate Jesus and Christianity, so they take after the, you know, archetypal bad guy from that.
Right.
And like, so, and I see that whole concept of like, even people on Instagram who are like, you know, or on all the social media who are like, in comedy, who are trying to be like, I don't like this. It's like, but you're still in it.
Yeah. Cause like pushing more energy into Satan signal boost Jesus.
Right.
People that put more energy into Jesus, exactly. Signal boost Satan. Yeah. And it's like, but what do you want?
Exactly.
You want hating Jesus? You want hating Satan? No, no, no. What do you want? What do you want? What are you passionate about?
Yeah.
That's why I like doing you know, martial arts for a little religion, a little kicky punchy, and then just go to fucking shows because it's fun.
Exactly. Yeah, man. That's what I think the whole, so getting back to the reason why I want to kind of create a character that I can separate myself from. It's like, that would be a good way to be able to say this stuff and really be like, no, I'm not trying to do anything.
Because Mikey Swenson, your birth name, your God-given name on your birth certificate, shot from your mom's womb into this world is being besmirched and canceled.
Sort of. That's
so
not...
it's canceled Teflon if it's a character the whole
right.
time.
Right, yeah, yeah. That's the whole thing. It's almost like... Everyone else is doing it under their name and not realizing they're doing it. You know? Everyone else is essentially... I watch people who look miserable literally pull out their phone at a place they're supposed to be having fun and then, like, adopt a character, take a picture of that person, and then go back to being miserable if they're not on their phone the whole time, which is probably why they're fucking miserable.
Because they just scrolled past their friends' pictures and they're... And I don't want Becky to fucking be having a better time than me.
Yeah. You know? And that's the whole thing, dude, is it's like, if I can kind of transcend that with the mask.
I wish they made astrology stuff for men. You know what I mean? I'm going to start doing that. It'll be like, bro, she's a Scorpio. You can totally fuck her on the first date, bro. Her moon's in Leo. You can hit her and she'll stay with you, bro. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Don't get it, bro. Fucking Sagittarius love to get railed after they work out. Yeah, bro, go to the gym with her. Fuck her in the bathroom. Yeah, fucking astral charts for dudes.
How'd you get canceled? What happened, Mikey?
I didn't get canceled. They attempted to cancel me because I was sitting at a table with two comics who knew each other and were very flirtatious with each other. I'll tell the whole story. There was this place called Mr. Tramps, and they had an open mic there. And I mean, I was like, on a whim, I go down there to do the late night open mic on Wednesday. This girl comes in who I know. And I know her because when she started doing comedy, me and my friends at the Gatsby started giving her a bunch of work over there because she was funny, energetic. She fit the theme of the show. It was great. And then she fucking got drunk one night and apparently everyone was like kind of ignoring her. Not ignoring her, but she would like always try to, you know, for lack of a better term, like hoe it up and like dance on guys who didn't necessarily want that. You know, like rub her ass on a guy's dick. He's like, I want to talk about sports. I don't know you.
But I don't understand what's going on if you're not giving me attention right now.
Yeah, so she flipped out, takes her purse to her car, and then comes back and starts yelling at everybody how they stole her purse. And like, it's people sitting around the bar who are like customers who weren't even there for the show. She's like getting in their face and shit. So then our friend, the bartender who owns the place, who, you know, gave us a bunch of shows at this place, comes from around the bar and is like, you gotta get the fuck out of here. She pulls out pepper spray and sprays him in the fucking eyes with pepper spray and goes, call the fucking cops. And he's like, yeah, call the cops. Like, you just assaulted me in my bar. And she was saying, call the cops, like he was about to hit her. You know what I mean? Which he wasn't. He was just getting her out of the bar where she was like yelling at his customers. So she takes off. I wasn't even there. I hear about this and I'm like, oh shit, like that's crazy. Like I didn't think she was that nutso. Mm. So we, as a group of guys who were running the show, just were like, she's not allowed on the show ever again. That was that.
The bartender who was facilitating the show happening and on your side was pepper sprayed.
Was pepper sprayed by her. That was like the fourth or fifth show she had done with us, and we were working with her, and it was great until that. So she kind of just stopped coming by, and we stopped booking her, and then, you know, we would see her around and be like, okay, hey, you know, crazy, whatever. But we weren't, like, tarnishing her reputation in any way, which might have been a mistake. You know, maybe we should have been like, hey, this event happened where, you know, all that fucking shit that they did. Yeah, clickety clackety, this bitch is fucking crazy.
No, you did it the southern way. You had two shots and you said, well, she'd never come back.
Yeah, yeah, that was kind of weird. Like, look,
all we're seeing her around here is like the dog of rabies.
Everyone has a bad night every once in a while. And she had a horrible one and now she's not coming back and, you know.
Whatever. Wait, how did you get canceled?
So that girl was talking to the host of the show on Wednesday at Mr. Tramps. He, for his hosting, he gets two drink tickets and a fucking box of food. He got hot wings, okay? She wanted one of his hot wings. He gave her one of the drink tickets, by the way. And she got a mimosa at like 12 o'clock midnight. Like, what's wrong with you? And so...
does that give me attention right now? Someone stole my purse from myself.
Yeah.
I want compensation.
She's kind of like, you know, she's kind of like strippery and shit. She has an OnlyFans now, if that makes any sense.
Give me your chicken wings.
But, dude, she kept on trying to take his chicken wings. He kept on being like, no, like, you literally can't have any of my chicken wings. So she's doing this for a while. They're sitting by a table by the door. I'm walking out the door and they go, hey, come sit, you know, wave me over. I go sit with them for a little bit, whatever, we're talking. She keeps on trying to grab his chicken wings. He keeps on pulling them away. She rubs his dick or his inner thigh and goes, I bet if I made your dick hard, you'd give me a chicken wing. And he flicks her nipple like you know.
Snap.
Pop. You know, not like a grab or even like a leave your finger there, but like a flick.
Well, she just grabbed his dick.
Right. And he goes, I wouldn't give you a chicken wing even if your nipples were hard. Which doesn't make a ton of sense. But in the moment, it was like, blah, blah, blah.
Well, she said, I beg you, give me a chicken wing.
And then he flicks your nipple and goes, like, get the fuck. No, you really can't have any chicken. It was like the fifth time she asked. The three of us laugh. That's silly. You know what I mean? And then me and the guy start talking about something else entirely. Like, 3 minutes goes by, and then out of nowhere, she stands up, knocks over her chairs, and goes, hell nah, nobody touches my fucking titty, like, you sexually assaulted me, fuck y'all, and, like, storms out. Me and the guy look at each other like, what the fuck happened? Like, where did that come from?
She was working her way to con artist the
situation.
Yeah,
so she wasn't getting her chicken, she got her titty flicked. And then she was like, okay, let me...
2 weeks before she stole her own purse. And
that was maybe 4 months before. So now she has more clout. She knows everybody in the comedy scene. Everyone loves a funny, boisterous girl. I wish there were more ladies in comedy, but there's really not a lot of them.
Yeah.
And that creates a whole energy that I understand where it's coming
from.
There's
not enough opportunities.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. It's like, dude, if I was a girl, I'd probably get booked. I'd probably be on, you know, Joe Rogan by now. But maybe not. Let me take that back.
Canceled.
It's probably not true, dude. If I was a girl, I wouldn't be doing comedy because I'd probably be into, you know, just having people like me. If I'm out in a bar and I look pretty good, somebody will come up and talk to me. I don't have to, like, demonstrate value, you know what I mean, if I was that. But, you know, and I know girls do, and I support that, you know. I don't want to, obviously, I'm going to
cancel.
Yeah, I'm canceling again. I'm fucking sweating now. Jesus Christ. I don't know what to say, but it's funny.
So how did you get canceled from this whole
situation? I got canceled because she goes out straight into her car after she storms out, does a, points her phone at her face, does a video about how she just got sexually assaulted by this guy, and she says this guy's name. She knows exactly who I am, but all of a sudden she's like, and then some white comic was like, said, oh, like, we're all comics here, which I said, we're all comics here, like 10 minutes before that about a joke where somebody made an off-color joke. We all laughed, and then somebody was, I think it was probably, she was like, oh, that's fucked up. And I'm like, it's after the show comedy. Off-color jokes.
Yes.
Which she laughed at. And the reason why she said anything is because she laughed and she's like, damn, I can't believe I laughed at that. And I said, basically, it's okay with comics, you know, blah, blah, blah. Which was, you know, completely... She said that I said that about her getting sexually assaulted, which I didn't.
Again, it's this reverse engineering and the blending to con artist this scenario.
Well, here's the whole thing is that I'm pretty sure she didn't want to involve me. And I know why she didn't want to involve me, because our relationship after she pepper sprayed my friend, who was the fucking guy who gave us all the shows and shit, I was kind of like, all right, like, you know, like, you saw how we didn't say shit to people, and we don't want to, good luck to you. And that was just, but it's like, but you know, I know you're fucking crazy.
Right, right.
But, and she knows exactly who I am. But all of a sudden she can't remember. And then, in the comments, which, by the way, this is a secret Facebook group. So, and that dude, for a while, Austin Comedy had all these different secret Facebook groups where I heard my name. I was off of Facebook. I was doing comedy. I was off of Facebook. I was off all social media because it really just made me feel gross and weird. I was still doing comedy. Everyone thought I quit, which I mean, I guess, you know, if I'm not on social media, why would you even imagine I didn't? And then I would hear from people, they're like, oh, they said this about you. And I'd be like, well, I'm not even on Facebook. And people would a lot of people would shit on me and say, and call me different, you know, disparaging things that are like the cancelable shit. I got called probably all of them in the secret groups and sometimes in the public groups. So she goes on one of those secret groups, says all this shit about how she got sexually assaulted, how this other comic was, you know, basically being a rape apologist is what they were fucking calling me. And the only reason why anybody knew who I was is because in the comments, some girl was like, oh, I saw who it was. Because people were like, who was the white comic? Obviously. because they would love to get a 2-for-1. You know what I mean?
And you shielded this person from the pepper spray incident, and yeah. then she blows you up for not even being involved in this.
Yeah. Well, I was just sitting there, dude.
But you didn't defend her honor when she's twerking on men who yeah. don't want anything to do with it when she's not getting enough attention.
Right. So, anyways.
How dare you?
I know, dude. Who do I think I am?
How dare you?
Yeah. So, fucking, you know. After that, somebody is like, who is that comic? And they're like, I saw it was fucking Mikey Swenson. So then after that...
Whoa, Bucky Two Flash.
Yeah, Bucky. I wish it was... Dude, if it was back then, it's like, who was it? It's like a made-up character. It's
Tommy
like,
Winks.
All right, well, we're... Fuck him, I guess. Forget... Let's leave him alone. But yeah, so after that, I had this show at the Townsend. They were making phone calls to try to get that. They literally sent emails and phone calls to... They got the host of that show... Literally got, like, all of his shows canceled. Mm. He was not... It took him a while to be able to get booked again. Mm-hmm. And that was the whole thing, is, like, they said... All they had to say was, we have the security footage. Which they didn't. I think some of them saw the security footage. And then they heard that someone saw security footage. Which turned out to not be that... It showed exactly what the fuck I said. But they ran with it. They were just immediately, like... You know, whoever the hell, I don't know who's running the canceling efforts over there, but there was, I ended up talking, I saw
the footage.
Yeah, and it's like, they're all like, it was like, literally, the whole worst part about it was, nobody would talk to me, I couldn't see the shit on Facebook, I had no idea what was going on, but all these gears were turning behind the scenes that were like, got his career ended, essentially, at the time, and was trying to get me canceled, but luckily... I know enough people who know I'm not a bad person that, like, it didn't quite work. But even the people who knew I wasn't a bad person, they looked at me and this happening to me like it was something that was happening to me. Mm. Not like it was something... It was not like something they could jump in and be on my team. It was just like, oh, like I got stung by a bunch of bees. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, you should probably get away from those bees. It's like, you have bee spray. They right. know you.
Right, right.
They don't like me for whatever reason.
Yeah, and like certain things were going on, and then certain people stopped talking to me. I'm like, Ben Hoffman, you have my number. You can ask me a fucking question and not be a pussy.
So I had to tell that story.
You don't want to ask me a question? Call my number.
Yeah.
You want to go fucking sip and bitch with the other fucking losers? Go do that method. And see how that works out for you.
And that
Benjamin Hoffman.
Who's that? I don't even know who that is.
A New Orleans comic.
Oh,
anyway, I'm just going to put one name on the record that really bothered me. Mm. It's like you're friends with people, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, someone does my podcast, like Benjamin Hoffman, you know? Does my podcast, has my number.
This guy's name is what again? I missed it.
Oh, has my number and everything. Something happened with, like, your situation. It has nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
He immediately hates me. And it's like... Do you have a question you want to ask me about it? Or run it by me? And then I could be like, oh, yeah. Because we're friends, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like these other people in this Venn diagram of having nothing to do with anything hate you or they look at you like a leper. And it's like, oh, okay. So you just went on this wave of hate.
Dude, that's
when you had my number.
That's what was the most. So that was what was the most.
Fucking dumb pussy.
That was the weirdest thing. Yeah, well. Yeah, Ben Hoffman. Yeah, come get some Ben Hoffman.
I don't want to fight you.
I don't know who he is. I bet he's a nice guy. I bet we get along. I get along with most everybody. But that's the thing that was so striking about that is like people who knew me peripherally started looking at me completely different because they heard about all this shit.
Yes.
And then I would have to go up to them and they like for the first 5 minutes I'm talking to them. They're literally looking at me, like, with disdain.
Right.
And then I'm like, you want to hear what actually happened?
Wait, do you want to ruin my reputation? If I'm in the background of someone else's selfie...
Yeah.
...close to you...
Right.
...how's it going to look for me?
Dude, that's... And that energy has been happening with, like, even this dude who, you know, I know fairly well, and we get along and shit, and he hasn't been doing mics, but he's because of COVID and all that. It was weird. Like, he says hello to a bunch of people and kind of skips over me. I think because, like, they just know that I'm whatever. I got a demon in me, you know? I like to drink, and I don't like to do Facebook. So, only thing I can do is fucking hold them back, you know? And they know that I've been around doing kind of, like, not friendly jokes all the time. You know what I mean?
You're not congratulating yourself all the time on Facebook. I don't know how to relate to you.
Yeah, essentially. I don't know, man. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. Like, Dude, I've made a lot of mistakes, and I haven't played the game right, and blah, blah, blah. But I am funny, dude. I'm fairly certain I'm a comic. You know what I mean?
I saw you fucking at the Native Hostel fucking destroy.
What? Recently?
Remember the Native Hostel?
Like, yeah, I kind of ate shit.
No, you didn't. Are you kidding me right now?
I've done better, though. That's my whole point. So, see, I take pretty good shows as bad shows now.
No, you killed that show.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
I was there.
Yeah.
Black dude is still yet to go to the moon. No black person has been to the moon yet. I thought that would be Obama's first thing. Gets in the office, he's like, I'm going to the moon. No, I'll come back and tell you if it's real, guys. He's like, also, I've never been able to dunk, and I think I can. Yeah. All right, guys, thank you so much. Join us in the show.
Yeah. I needed to perform. I came to watch you.
Yeah, well, I remember it got real quiet when I started doing my jokes about people from L.A. And then I was like, oh, these are all people from L.A.
Yeah, but it's slowly you stayed in it. Yeah. Slowly.
I have that's the whole thing. I do bar shows enough where I'm like, this is not, you know, this is what was, it may not go well, but I'm not going to fucking cower to the and that, not going well.
I had the same energy where it's like when all these people started, like, because I didn't go and, like, try to save myself or kiss anybody's ass. I'm just like, you all are dumb pussies. Like, that's the end of the story. Like, so my friends would call me if they were worried or whatever. Or they would see me at a show. You know where I'm going to be. I'm at the same place every week, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you want to ask me questions or talk to me. But that whole thing of, like, no, you should already know that we're not friends even though I'm too much of a pussy to talk to you about anything.
Yeah.
Vibe is, like, is Jersey fucking AIDS. Like,
dude, get away from me, dude. That's, so I'm from New Jersey originally, too. And, yeah, it's like whatever that energy is over there is completely opposite of whatever.
No, the energy I get from a lot of these. Super confrontational when I don't like people.
Yeah.
Like, and specifically Johnny Hollywood. I will call him at 2 in the morning and go, yeah, you're terrible. Everyone hates you.
I knew Johnny Hollywood too.
Yeah, good guy?
Well, when I first started, I tried to keep my eyes on my own paper, you know what I mean? And, I'm not going to talk shit about Johnny Hollywood. He's a scumbag, but he knows it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you want to go do the show?
Yeah, let's do the show. Thanks for the podcast.
Let's see what he is this week. Everybody give it up for Eric Hollerbad.
Keep it going for your host. Keep it going for your bartender. Keep the lights on in this motherfucker. There's 24-ounce Lone Star cans. And the bartender has big cans. Great. And that's why I keep coming back here. Keep coming back here for the cans, people. All right, guys.
Mikey Swenson, we just did a show. We did Marshall's Tavern, and then we came to some degenerate bar off a...
Don't call my bar degenerate.
Gas station. How would you assess...
Bob's Blue Collar Tavern. We just played shuffleboard, of which Eric Hollerbach took 2 games out of 3.
Square up. I'm a good shuffleboard player.
Yes.
How would you assess how I talk to locals? From 1 to 10, how good am I?
I just caught a good... A buzzer out of the tray.
No one likes you.
I shot a lizard.
There's a reason why no one likes you here.
What?
Yeah, dude. Imagine, I've seen it when I was in New Jersey and shit, when people would come to New Jersey from even, you know, New York or Pennsylvania and be like, oh, what are you fucking doing? Everybody in New Jersey would be like, yeah, I know some people like that, but I'm not that person, you know? It's just goofy, dude. It's goofy. It's you can do whatever you want. And let the cards fall where they may.
That was, you know,
and I was talking
to some girls, and then they just left. They just left.
Yeah, because right? you offended their honor. Huh. No, they were leaving before, but
well,
I don't know, dude.
I think maybe I'm
it's just
them
like
out.
You know, there's a reason why people, like, I can tell you this right now. A lot of the people in there are not from Texas, but they're Texans. They moved here. They love it here. They come to this bar. They love this bar. They love the guy who owns the bar, as do I. Everyone gets along. The music playlist here on the Touch Tunes is very eclectic, and everyone gets along.
You ever get mad at your roommate for petty shit? Like, he always, like, takes the Tupperware out of the dishwasher, but he never puts the lids back. He just has this thing that the lids never connect again. And I go, oh, that's great. Yeah, a bottom of a Tupperware, that's great. If you need to get a gerbil across a body of water, it's fucking perfect. Otherwise, for every other purpose, it's fucking useless. Put the lid back on the Tupperware! You ever scream at your roommate? Okay. Alright, guys. Tupperware jokes. George Shelby said this was a big Tupperware crowd. He was wrong.
You know.
How does Alkaline Christmas talk?
Like me, dude. I'm just gonna put on a mask. That's it. That's the thing.
But when you say mask, does that involve a Christmas sweater?
What if is I want to.
How does Alkaline Christmas?
I'm still gonna go up and out every night, you know, as much as I do now. I'm gonna have to adopt the character.
But when you say you're gonna retire, and then you're gonna go out as Alkaline Christmas mm-hmm. and do all the same shows you do,
mm-hmm.
what are you talking about?
What did I stutter? I don't understand. What's the fucking?
All right.
I don't know where it's the just disconnect.
An unusual.
It is unusual. All
right.
You know who's usual? All these motherfuckers who, you know, they're doing the same shit. A lot of people are doing the same thing and trying to like pretend like something exists more than.
Can
it
I
does.
Be Alkaline Christmas first?
You can be Alkaline Hanukkah.
It's been episode Highway Diary 295 with Mikey Swenson, one of the biggest pieces of garbage I've ever known.
Alkaline Kwanzaa. Jumbo, everybody. Good to see you.